Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing, you prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
With me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously. Hey, listen, in case you missed the last hour, and, you know, we can be found on Spreaker.com as well. So if you're looking, you know, for past broadcasts, you can find them there, you know, podcasts, whatever they're called, anyhow. And seriously, you know, I mean, sometimes people will miss it and they'll ask me questions, and you're better off go there and find out, you know, what's going on and what have you. All right. So we're talking about the we're starting at the top of the hour. God, I get lost so easily. Isn't that bad? I must be taking lessons from Joey B or something. But, you know, in all seriousness, You really, when you see this man at work, you've really got to stop and say to yourself, is this the guy that I'm willing to let back in the office again? Come on, think it through with me. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. But I really want you to think about if this is somebody that you're willing to let go and get back in there for four more years. Look at where we're at. Look at the speed at which they're trying to change things. And they're not interested in the Constitution. That doesn't mean anything to them. What they're interested in, the only thing they're interested in, is self-preservation, self-power. Funny how they accuse us of wanting to ruin the democracy. They're right. I want to ruin the democracy because we don't have one. We shouldn't have one. We shouldn't even be talking about being a democracy. Because, frankly, we're not. Right? And there's a big difference between the two. It's okay. I mean, look it up yourself. Figure it out yourself. You know, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, and that's why we've done such a poor job. We've done such a poor job in educating our kids. They don't know about the Constitution. I told you, I spoke to a group of young people a while back, and when I asked the question, I don't know, there must have been 300 kids in there. But when I asked the question point blank and simply, and I do mean simply, would you want to shred the Constitution and start all over again? Most of the hands went up. These are young people. The event was at a government/history event at a school. And when I asked them why, they said that because they want to be able to rewrite the laws. They want to be able to, you know, bring the laws into the current era, if you would. Because their mindset is that those old white guys only cared about slavery. Right? And then when I start talking about the amendment process, you could see some of their eyes light up. They didn't know. I talked to a few of them after the event. They didn't know. Why didn't they know? No, really. Why didn't they know? Why didn't they have a clue as to what was going on? Can I ask it again? Why didn't they know? It isn't that hard. It's not rocket science, sorry. And we need to be teaching the kids truly. And I think the reason they don't do it, I'm starting to believe with some of my friends. And again, I make this statement only because I don't want people to think I'm painting with a broad brush. Because I think there's a lot of fantastic teachers out there that simply want to teach, properly educate the kids. All right? I believe that with all my heart. But I got to tell you, with some of these people, it's irritating as heck. Because the ones that don't are the loudest. They're pushing the hardest. You know, and they get the, you know, what is it, the squeaky wheel gets the oil? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I just really, really appreciate the time that you're with me. You see these kids protesting, they don't know why. You're seeing more and more survey, study, whatever. You know, I don't know if some of you were in high school. Some of you were probably like my wife. Timmy was one of those, like, goody-two-shoe people. The ones that used to make me crazy. Right? I mean, did exactly everything she was told to do when she was told to do it by the book. I wasn't. I was not one of those guys. I was probably one of your nightmares. The study, again, on transgenderism. And the reason I'm hanging on this is because it has surpassed the basic gay and lesbian lifestyles. It has surpassed the basic foundational LGBTQ foundations. And now you're seeing more and more research come out saying, now, wait a minute, this isn't right. This doesn't work, and we're handling it wrong. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Okay, I'm sorry. I love horn. Come on for me. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. No, really, seriously. I want you to be part of the solution. Make sure that you got what you need. You know, you got the information you need. Seriously, people, I'm not joking. I want you to understand. I want you to be part of the solution. I want you to understand what's going on. For me, it's a big deal. Right? And I don't mean that in a, you know, I don't mean that in a nasty way, but for me, it's a big deal. I want to make sure that you know what's happening. I want to make sure you know what's going on. And that you're well informed. God bless. Please be well informed. All right. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, get engaged, get involved, get informed. All right, where was I? You're not helping. Where, what was I talking about? I forgot. And somebody in the chat room just said that they were old. Said, what do you think I am, a spring chicken? I'm doing the best I can do with right here. Right? Somebody sent me this link. I don't know if the story is true or not, but it was something I was thinking about the other day. Right? And Trump is not going to give up easy with this, forcing him to keep his mouth shut, his First Amendment rights. But I think, listen, we've talked about this before. We've talked about how he plays the media to no end. And I got my thoughts on what he should be doing over the next week or two. I think he should go to his son's graduation. Right? Then I think he should go to the Supreme Court and be there for the hearing. Let them go in. Let that New York Supreme Court judge go in there and yank him out of a Supreme Court event. Let them fight it out. The U.S. Secret Service, though, has already held meetings and started planning for what would happen if the former president and the Republican candidate is held and condemned. Judge Juan Merchan may send him to short-term confinement. Judge Merchan on Tuesday reserved a decision on the matter after a tense hearing with prosecutors saying at this point they're seeking the fine rather than jail time for the former president. We're not yet seeking incarceration, according to Assistant District Attorney Chris Conroy. But the defendant seems to be angling for that. Oh, yeah, they want you. He wants you to put handcuffs on him and put him in jail. Right? Now, officials are unsure if the judge would put Trump behind bars. Secret Service has never been in this position before. That's great. The former president and controversial right business tycoon is on trial. Whatever they put out there, I don't know. It's hilarious to me. Secret Service declined to comment on specific plans, but their input and his security would be required. Under federal law, the United States Secret Service must provide protection for current government leaders, former presidents and first ladies, visiting heads of state and other individuals designated by the President of the United States. Now, for all studying around the world, you study locations, you develop comprehensive layered security models. They go out of their way to make sure he's safe. That simple. Right? So they're not going to comment on certain things. Now, prosecutors are pushing and saying that he violated his gag order. Give me a break. When we say that the judge's daughter is part of the Democrat Party, that's against the law. When did that happen? No, honestly, when did that happen? And again, going to these events because is he anybody really believe he's a flight risk? Is there anybody with two brain cells truly believe that he's going to get on his plane and go to Europe? Or go someplace where there's no agreement place. Transfer all his money overnight. This is how much hate these people have. No, seriously. See how they treat their own. See how they treat the Clintons, Obamas, and the Bidens. And then look how they treated everybody else on the conservative / Republican side. It is so obvious in your face, it's pathetic. Anyway. Trump's lawyers claim that prosecutors haven't proven that the posts Trump's made on social media criticizing Cohen and Daniels were willful violations of the gag order, telling Judge Merchan that the former president was defending himself from public attacks by likely witnesses. Defense lawyers also argue that the gag order is vague and allows Trump to make political statements while he has criticized it for limiting his freedom of speech. Taking the Truth Social, Trump wrote in all capitals, highly conflicted, to put it mildly, Judge Juan Merchan has taken away my constitutional right to free speech. Everybody's allowed to talk and lie about me, but I'm not allowed to defend myself. This is a kangaroo court, and the judge should recuse himself. Amen. And he's right. Right? I mean, seriously. You look at all this stuff that's happening. And they're gagging him around every corner. He can't say anything to anyone. Come on, think about it. They are saying all kinds of stuff about him, but you can't say anything about Trump. I mean, Trump can't say anything about them. And what they're doing. Right? And now you got Congress people now that want to go after Trump for shorting Trump media. So this guy, you know, they're going to come after him soon for using too much toilet paper. Whatever they can do to keep him in court and keep him running all around the place. It's just, again, just amazing. And if the Secret Service haven't got enough to deal with, nut jobs. No, really, sir, enough nut jobs to deal with. Not that they're nut jobs. I mean, the stuff that these guys have to deal with to begin with, I can't even imagine. I don't know how you keep your sense of humor. Secret Service agent assigned to Vice President Kamala Harris exhibited distressing behavior Monday at a joint base Andrews and was hospitalized, authorities said. Harris wasn't present at the air base at the time, though. In a statement provided by CBS News, Secret Service said that at about 9 a.m. local time Monday, the agent began displaying behavior colleagues found distressing. The agent was removed from the assignment while medical personnel was summoned. Now, two sources close to the situation told a local news source that the agent spouted gibberish, was speaking incoherently, and provoked another officer physically. Wonder what that was all about. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court will hear arguments Thursday on Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity against charges related to overturning the 2020 election. The outcome could decide whether Trump faces a federal trial this year on four felony counts brought by special counsel Jack Smith. TikTok announced plans to take legal action to prevent new U.S. legislation that might result in its ban.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident that we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side, and we expect to prevail again.
CEO Hsiao Chu described the bill's passage as obviously disappointing, but not defining. A new rule from the Biden administration will soon make millions of salaried workers in the U.S. eligible for overtime pay. Announced Tuesday by the Department of Labor, the rule changes the threshold for salary employees to qualify for overtime. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I looked around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
That one. That worked. We are back. You're back. I'm back. We're all back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. Look, get involved. Get engaged. And be part of the solution. Ain't that hard? Just simply be part of the solution. You know, got a lot going on. A lot that I want to talk about. And I do, and like I said, I do appreciate, look at that, that's just nuts. Okay, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, very much so. All right, where are we going? Where are you going? What are you doing? All right, perfect. We were talking, again, what would the Secret Service do? And I'm not suggesting this is going to happen, so cool your jets over there. But what would the Secret Service do? Should Mr. Trump be put in handcuffs or put in jail? How could they make it happen? I mean, what could they do? So, some sources from inside were talking about what you would do to make this happen, right? And I can't imagine... I can't imagine they would throw him in a regular jail. They would almost have to force the judge or get another judge to go, no, Secret Service can't, you know. And by the way, just for the record, just in case this happens while I'm not on the air, I don't believe that Trump is suicidal. You know what I'm saying? Just saying. So according to, we're back to, let me jump on the Harris thing again. The, one of Harris's Secret Service agents was obviously having some issues. And said he was, you know, he was acting kind of weird. And they did a medical evaluation on him. And the agent was admitted to a hospital. Now, sources said there was no indication of substance use at the time. Of course not. Secret Service agent, they don't do stuff like that. And I'm not making fun of the Secret Service agents, but they are human, right? The U.S. Secret Service remains in a temporary holding pattern until further information becomes available, according to the source. After the agent receives additional medical attention, further evaluation will be determined if they can return to work. Now, again, you know what? It could be anything. Could have been heat exhaustion. It could have been a minor stroke. Could have been anything to do that kind of stuff. And they're treating it as a medical incident, as well they should. You know? And some of you guys sent me emails last night. By the way, if you want to send me an email, send it to joe@joemessina.com. joe@joemessina.com. The construction of the high-speed rail system linking LA to Las Vegas. One guy says, you know, this is proof positive. It's just about the money. Joe, you know as well as I do that there's no way they're going to do this for $12 billion. The prices they have are for today. The prices aren't there, or the estimates aren't there for further on down the road. The legal battles that they're going to have with this, the escalating costs of labor and equipment and so on. Right? And he's right. We see it all the time. They won't admit to it, but we do see it all the time. Right? Just nuts. Anyway, let me see. Oh, here's a good one. This proposal, now, for those of you who don't know, Catalina Island, you've heard this song, 26 Miles Across the Sea. It's a great place for you to go. You could Google it, probably do whether the Google has Google Maps, and you could see the island online. Beautiful island, beautiful place to go and hang out. The deer population, though, is overrunning the island here in California. And there's a mindset, because of how many deer there are, that they have no natural predators there, really. And you can't just let them keep growing. The Catalina Island Conservatory has proposed the operation to eliminate more than 1,700 mule deer from the island, saying the animals are devouring native plants into extinction. They probably are. Potentially leading to long-term ecological damage that could leave the island more vulnerable to wildfires. They don't care. The eco-freaks will go crazy with this. Right? So they want to do deer eradication, which means they want to shoot them. Now, let's be honest about it. Why not let them shoot them? Right? Have them, you know, have meat made, or not made, processed. How's that? And you can give it to families that need food. Now, the conservatory concerns with the impact of deer population, you got all these people that they don't want to see anybody shooting these animals. Not so sure it's the right solution. Now, the funny thing about it is that these are the LA County supervisors, or one of them anyway. Why not bring in the experts and ask them what the options are? Why is it that you guys always pop up? Look, I'm on a board of trustees for a school board. It should never be just about what I think, especially in areas that I don't have an expertise. That would be crazy, would it not? Supervisor Janice Hahn, who represents the island, said in a statement following the board's vote to oppose the plan, this plan is extreme, and I've heard from my constituents both on and off the island who oppose it. Oh, I'm sure you did. The one thing the left is really good at, the one thing the eco-freaks are really good at is ginning up those phones. Right? I mean, there were several alternatives proposed, and they've all been dismissed. Now, think about something. These animals are going to ruin the island. Right? They're going to, if a contractor went in there and was going to build a home, and there was a small group of plants that were only you could only find on that island. Come on, think this through with me. You know where I'm going with this. Right? And he wanted to rip those plants up, maybe even relocate them. You know, they would take them to the woodshed. They wouldn't let him do it. Right? But these deer, or mule deer, whatever that is, they're eating these plants into extinction. So some of the ideas were to relocate the deer. Oh, that would be terrible. That would be, how would you like to be removed from your home? Extending the deer hunting season to thin the herd. And there's also sterilization, because that's so good, too. Whatever. I mean, I can't do it. Now, under the motion introduced by Janet Hahn and approved by the board members will sign a letter and to the official federal officials opposing the permit application. The board will advocate for a permit, that the permit be denied, and forced to continue work on alternate solutions. The problem is that every alternate solution they come up with that's quote-unquote humane, they're not interested in. Right? The, let me see, Lorene Denhart of the Conservatory said that the board meeting that quickly eradicated the deer population is essential to avoid irreversible consequences for the island's ecosystem. She told Los Angeles Daily News that a two-year effort to restore the native plants that have been destroyed by the deer and will fail unless the deer are removed. She said alternate methods of offered by Han are unlikely to succeed unless the native vegetation is restored. Right? These more invasive and flammable plants will emerge and raise the fire danger. You know, that island can be, it's not that big. It would be wiped out in a heartbeat. Sorry about that. It'd be wiped out in a heartbeat. And you think, you know, you think the damage done, well, it'd probably be worse from a historic standpoint. But the damage done in Hawaii, this would be just as devastating. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know? You really got to get involved in this stuff. It's the only way you're going to make a change. This pro-Palestinian stuff that's going on across the country, again, goes back to our education system. It really does, people. When you hear these kids spewing things that just aren't true, they're not factual, they're not lying. It's what they've been taught in school or what they've been led to believe by some of the more liberal professors and teachers. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed first. That would be really nice. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Mancini Show.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains. dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, host. Always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Do the right thing. Ain't got. I haven't got. Yeah. Nah, like I ain't got better. I ain't got anything. Seriously, anything. Better than that. All right. I got a whole bunch of stories I want to get to. I never get to them all, and then you guys go, what happened to? I got excited about something, got carried away. Right? And ain't that, and again, ain't that hard? All right. You know, I try to stay away from all the California stories, but there's so many of them. I know you scratch your head. I get emails from some of you say, look, are you embellishing on these stories at all? No. No, I'm reading you information that's right off not just the websites, but from the CDC or from the FBI or what have you. And you sit there and scratch your head and you go, come on, Joe, really? Yeah, no, really. These people are not, you know, California legislature, for instance. I don't know if any of them actually, the vast majority of them, because I don't want to do the broad brush thing, right? I mean, I don't know if many of them, or the vast majority of them, has ever even signed somebody's paycheck. who really knows what it takes to run a company, who knows what it takes, what the overhead is, how much money you have to stick aside so that you can make sure that you have money to replace equipment. Really, think about it. Okay, so it's one of those things where how do you make decisions about something you've never been involved with? Right? Oh, here we go. You know, people don't believe this. We've been talking about this for a while. Right? I've been talking about radio stations, local radio stations, supporting your radio stations, especially the local ones. And if you recall a few months, it's been a couple of years that I haven't paid much attention to social media, for instance. There's a reason why I don't. Because I've been saying for years that the left has total control of social media. There's no way for us to win that battle. This show had 250,000 followers a week on Facebook at one time. And pretty much overnight, we were struggling to get 10,000 views. Now, I may be bad, but I ain't that bad. And it wasn't just me, it was many, 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 many others that were in that boat as well. And I finally said, I'm going to start focusing on radio because it's the last bastion that we'll be able to get our message out on. Kind of hard to jam the airwaves, right? Well, guess what? They're finding a way to do it. Seriously. You know, Mr. Soros, or the evil person known as Soros, is really looking to take over every bit of information, the information world that he can. He's one of the most notorious globalists, right? You can almost call him a supervillain. He wants to totally dominate, right, the dissemination of information. In a letter to the Federal Communications Commission, Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel, I can't pronounce her name, it was published by a local news source. Republican Chip Roy of Texas expressed grave concern over globalist billionaire George Soros' efforts to bypass the usual regulatory process and secure FCC approval for his investment company's purchase of one of America's largest broadcasting and internet radio platforms. So Odyssey, a major owner of local broadcast radio stations across America, filed for bankruptcy in January. By February, Soros-funded management, the sinister billionaires, you know, the private investment firm, they'd purchased $400 million of Odyssey's $1.9 billion debt. That purchase raised legitimate fears that Soros hoped to control more than 200 radio stations. Funny about it, because it happened just ahead, or is happening, I should say, just ahead of what? Yeah, the 2024 elections. The courts have approved Audacity's restructuring deal, right? So the Soros fund management purchase is awaiting only FCC approval. Now, Roy demanded that that regulatory agency not give the Hungarian-born globalist billionaire special treatment. You have to follow the law. Wait a minute. I think he's wasting time. You have to follow the law? A particular concern, Roy wrote, the Soros group, they're asking the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, to approve a change in ownership without the FCC running its normal statutory required process. Right? The Texas congressman insisted that can't happen. Everybody, didn't we just get nobody's above the law? Didn't we get one of those recently? So the FCC is obligated to complete a full and thorough review of any radio station purchase, especially of this size and magnitude. Roy cited Section 310(b)(4) of the 1934 Communications Act. The fourth clause under the subsection B requires the denial of a radio station license to any corporation directly or indirectly controlled by any other corporation of which more than one-fourth of the capital stock is owned of record or voted by aliens, their representatives, or by foreign government or representation thereof. In other words, you'd have many foreign entities owning a majority of the company. This alone could kill the deal. Right? Now, curiously, the first clause under the same subsection prohibits direct foreign ownership of any U.S. radio station. It gives the FCC no discretion in that matter. See, these agencies have way too much power to work it out on their own. They really do. What you really need to look at is what was the reason behind the law? What was the reason behind the original bill that was put forward? And again, I got to say to you, I didn't even know this until I started facilitating this class for learning the Constitution, that there were journalists, and I don't mean press journalists. I mean journalists for the Congress, for the Senate, to look at and listen to and write down what the arguments were for and against these bills. What was the reason the original person put it out there and why they wanted the bill out there to begin with? So you have a clear-cut understanding of why it was there. Now, Communications Act authors intended to prevent exactly what Soros Fund Management purchased Audacity now threatens to do. So they really need to get in there and do their job. Now, I don't know if they will. I really don't at this point. Now, the Soros Group, think about this. They actually brazenly requested that the FCC waive its standard requirements. The Soros Group says that skipping the foreign ownership review at this time will enable the FCC to expedite its approval of the Soros application. Right? And it'll allow them, I mean, I just love this. It will allow them to more quickly take over ownership of these interests. Take the reins. They want these, like, now. And just because they want to speed it along, doesn't mean the FCC gets to blow off these regulations. They don't have a right to do that. Now, the Soros-affiliated groups, they've poured millions of dollars into you can check it out for yourself. This isn't just right-wing talking points. The group, they've poured millions of dollars into down-ballot elections, Democrat district attorneys across the country, AGs across the country. He wants total control. He's got the money to pull it off. Right? You got, what's that, Klaus Schwab? Now he wants to lock you in your houses. As a matter of fact, not even your house. Even if you own the house, you're not going to own the house. They're going to own the house. You guys got to do some work. And you know, it used to be we tell people to go looking for this stuff. You really don't have to look hard for it anymore. They're doing it in your face because they've been able to get away with it for so long. Now, the World Economic Forum, right, they come straight for central casting in these areas when you look at what they're doing. You got Bill Gates. I mean, he looks absurd. He looks a little goofy. But he knows exactly what he's doing and how. Now, Schwab and Gates, they really pose fewer threats to freedom than Soros. Soros hates liberty. He hates freedom. He's always hated the United States. Always. He's never been able to control it as of late he has. But he has never had the power like he has now. He apparently figured out that our politicians are so soft, so weak, and so easily bought. Just amazing. All right, hey, God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.